Why am I being detained?
Because we're asking a question.
You don't have probable cause. I don't have to answer that. You understand? I don't have to answer the questions.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Then I'm going to ask you two questions.
If I'm breaking the law, then arrest me.
Well, you will be detained.
Okay. Arrest me then if I
break
the law.
You're being detained.
Hey, man.
Break your glass. I don't want to break your glass.
Look, man. I should be able to travel down these roads without being stopped. All right? I need you to get off the window.
No, because you're going to close it. You go.
Man.
I don't want to break the glass.
Don't do it, man. It's not even my truck.
I know. Well, then open the door.
This has to be one of the most heated checkpoint standoffs you'll ever see. An entire unit of Border Patrol agents goes absolutely berserk on one man, all because he refused to say he's a United States citizen. If I'm breaking a law, arrest me. That line hit them like a challenge, and they treated it as an order. Every single one of them piled on. This man is on the road driving a company truck when he stopped at a United States Border Patrol checkpoint. The officer asked the standard question, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" But instead of answering, the driver invokes his rights. He reminds the officer that the Constitution, specifically the Fourth Amendment, protects him from unlawful search and seizure, and that's simply driving down the highway is not probable cause. The officer doesn't back off. Instead, he positions himself directly in the gap between the truck's window and side mirror, blocking the driver from closing it. And then he begins repeating the same demand over and over. Answer the question, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" Over and over again, louder each time. The line is repeated like an interrogation tactic, not an inquiry, but an attempt to break resistance. But the man doesn't flinch. He doesn't fold. He makes it crystal clear. If I'm breaking the law, arrest me. That's the breaking point. The entire unit of officers surrounding the checkpoint goes absolutely bonkers. Commands start flying, bodies close in. One question spirals into a full-scale confrontation. Watch closely, because this is where it explodes to the next level.
I'm too old for this. How you doing?
How's it going?
Hold on, let me get up there first and I'll talk to you. United States citizen, sir? Yes?
I'm going to opt out.
Well, the thing is, before we can proceed with immigration inspection, if you are, that's fine. I don't really care if you're German or whatever, but are you legally in the United States?
I'm not answering questions.
Okay, then we have to go ahead and take you in. I know you're recording. We'll take you in, identify you, and then you can proceed.
So you're detaining me?
Yes, sir.
That under what probable cause?
On the probable cause, that 18 U.S.C. 111.
What does that say?
Okay, first of all, let me proceed here real quick. Do you have anybody else on you?
There's nobody here.
Nobody here?
111,
okay.
What?
Can you call and text for the truck real quick? The thing is, hold on, what? Before, hold on, let me go ahead with my information. Is this your truck or the company truck?
It's a company truck.
Okay, registered to the same owner?
Yes.
Swift?
Yes.
Out of Arizona. Okay.
Code 18111 is about impeding me or injuring a federal officer. I've not done that.
Well, the thing is, sir, now that you're actually taking me away from my job.
That's because you're choosing to keep me here.
Yes, I am.
That's your choice.
You know why?